Леонид, Анна, Василий, Анна, Николай, Ольга, Николай. 35-02. 69-13.
Okay, so I can only say I feel sorry for Olga for that. Poor girl, didn't seem to make that much of a mistake as far as I was concerned, and she didn't really deserve to be shouted at that harshly. But there was another mistake later that month, on April the 21st. We hear the same sort of shouting again. So things didn't go very well for UVB 76 all the way through April, as well as being shouted at by the boss and getting things wrong and going oi 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 to yourself. There was also a telephone conversation leaked over it, so let's hear that as well. Okay, so just under the buzzer there, you could hear deep male voice reading a buzzer message, and then the sound of a telephone termination ring, definitely not intended to be broadcast over the buzzer. So we can only draw the conclusion that, quite simply, having heard all of these different telephone messages over the buzzer, that there really is a connection to a telephone switch of some kind, and there's some inept operators that are accidentally feeding telephone conversations over the radio transmitter and really screwing it up. So we've always considered the possibility that UVB76 is simply a training station and we're wasting a lot of time listening to it, because there's always been these oddities and mistakes. You would expect a military station to be run with a little bit more professionalism, but considering how many mistakes we've had in the podcast so far, we're not really ones to point fingers. Okay, so end of April, we start to really notice again the loud mode, quiet mode buzzers, and this makes us think that there might be two different transmitter sites in operation for the buzzer. Now, Troyan's actually spoken to Jan about this recently. Troyan, do you want to tell us about Jan and triangulation and two buzzers?
Yes, bearing from different locations gives two results of triangulation in Arkhangelsk Oblast and in Pskovsk Oblast. For example, triangulation from Ukraine and Holland gave Arkhangelsk Oblast. From other countries gave Pskovsk Oblast. Maybe it is two backup transmitter that behaved as quiet buzzer, because Arkhangelsk Oblast is farther than Pskovsk Oblast to the light stream. That can be the reason of it.
Okay, and also if we add in the data that we've had a look at from the various different triangulation attempts, and we've got quite a number of sources, that seemed to indicate that there was potentially two different buzzer sites as well. Now, we're all quite aware that radio triangulation isn't the most accurate of sciences that are out there, and there's a lot of degree of error when you're taking a bearing for radio triangulation, especially to do with the way radio propagation works, means you can never be 100% sure. But from what we've seen, it definitely tends to indicate that there are two buzzer sites. Now, in addition to this, of course, if you do listen to the buzzer regularly, one of the things that you would have noticed and we've noticed is there seems to be periods where the buzzer suddenly goes from very loud to very quiet. Now, with radio propagation, you tend to be able to hear the difference as it goes up and down, and signals get stronger and weaker. But with UVB 76, there's been a noticeable switch halfway through a buzz between a very loud buzz and a very quiet buzz. Now, of course, this could be one transmitter doing this, but we've tended from the various listening of it and hearing the two buzzes out phase as well, where they're not in sync, to believe that this indicates that there are two transmitter sites. And then, though there is one buzzing source, that buzzing source is being sent, say, over the telephone to two different sites and two different transmitters. Of course, no way for us to tell, but it certainly appears that way from the information that we've managed to gather over the last year. Now, that's been confirmed by Jan, as Troyan's just explained to us, is the degrees of bearing he's taken and the ham friends he's in communication with have taken, as well as the information Lade's got and the relative strengths of listening to the buzzer that we hear and he hears would suggest that there are two buzzers and different ones. Sometimes they're both in operation, and occasionally one is and occasionally the other is. Perhaps one's used as a backup for times when the other one's being repaired or maintained. Of course, no way for us to know. From then on, the buzzer stays pretty active all the way through April and May, and there's a funny one in May that will teach you that you shouldn't try and trust anything that Google Translate tells you, because the word on May the 5th translates as masturbate, according to Google. Unfortunately, Troyan informs us that it actually translates into food, and it doesn't mean masturbate at all. So be careful what you say to Russians based on Google Translate. It could well be wrong. Only other oddity to really mention for this year then is on May the 11th we hear a message where Avar notes that the number 29 is mispronounced. I can't say it exactly, but Troyan, do you remember the message on May where he says 29, but he doesn't say it correctly?
Yes, I remember that. 20, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Can you explain the difference? Because you mentioned at the time that, if I remember rightly, you mentioned that it could be a regional dialect thing, that certain people say it that way in certain regions of Russia, but not in others.
Yes, it has difference because in Russian there are some missing letters pronunciation when people are busy and speak very very fast, and there are consonant letters. For example, instead of понял, there can be поел. It means do you understood? Some like and here 29 instead of 29, and it can be the dialect where I live. Here is often pronunciation 29 too, and it can be pronounced even in public and formal places, so it can be any factor of it.
Okay, so it's more along the lines of saying when you're speaking quickly, rather than a regional dialect or anything like that. Okay, so as we carry on through the year, through April and May, we get plenty of messages, almost daily, roughly midday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pretty regular. Come June, this suddenly drops off. We get a few around the start of June, around the 6th and 7th, some on the 15th and 12th, but we get big long gaps, several days, 8-9 days at a time, where no message is heard from the buzzer at all, which is quite unusual considering the activity. We get a big burst on July the 25th with 7 messages in total. Again, a busy day on July the 28th. Then we have the same pattern in August. We have a couple at the start of the month, and then August is incredibly quiet, right up until yesterday and today, August the 18th and 19th, when again we have a whole series of messages. So on the 18th we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 messages yesterday, and today we had number 7, including a brand new call sign. And to be honest, I was driving home from work when that one was broadcast. I got home, I got told about it, and I haven't had time to download today's archive and go through any of today's messages and get them uploaded to the site. So on the recording of the year's anniversary podcast, we get a special treat, which is a brand new call sign. Guys, do you, Troy and Danix, do you, one of you want to tell us about that? Because I completely missed it.
About what?
About the message with the new call sign we got about 4:30 this afternoon.
This afternoon, yes. This afternoon there was a message with a new call sign. First one had in a few months. A call sign IA6N. Torsion should not a difference of pronunciation of this call sign. As in the first repetition, she said шестерка as 6, and later she said шест.
Yes, and this is coming back of old speaker of UB76. We didn't hear him a very long time, and today we heard his voice. Yes, Linux.
Yep, Linus has just sent me a link for that file, so I'm going to play that one, guys. Bear with us a moment. Okay, so that's today's brand new call sign. That's the first time I've heard that message personally, so a new one for me. So, IA6N. Now, the other ones we picked up this year, which I had forgot to mention, so I'm great that that's reminded me. Let me just scroll through. I think it was early February by the looks of it. Yes. February 14th. What a day to have it. Valentine's Day, we hear KZJTLMR4. Now, we do have the file for this somewhere in our archives, but we've yet to copy it across to Freon and update our site. To be honest, there's so much going on with number stations since we've started tracking other stations, that much as I'd love to update the archive and get the site up to date with everything that happened this year before we founded Freon, I just haven't had the opportunity. Most of us are so busy tracking, logging, uploading other stations. I need to get on it at some point, and will do. So, that's a one-off and really surprised us. KZJTLNR4, February the 14th, new call sign, big surprise. Another new call sign today, another big surprise. Next one we hear, and I can play for you this time, hopefully it's a decent recording, we hear KZJT again, and then MBYSHCH. Danix is going to laugh at me. Go on, laugh at me, Danix. and I'll play that message for you now.
Thank you.
Okay, and on the same day, February the 24th, when we hear that one, immediately afterwards we hear a second new call sign, which is B6BY, and I'll play for you now. Okay, so those two call signs. Now, if you're going to hear the message properly, and post-production, of course, will be able to hear it properly, you'll notice that even though the call signs were different, the messages were the same to the same stations and the same lead-in ID. So we've wondered, when we've heard duplicate messages in the same transmission, or messages duplicated in the past, why the starting ID number has been different. But it's really interesting to see that two messages to two different call signs have the same lead-in ID, which is 60582 37817. Then the messages is a duplicate as well, which is GLADYRJ GLADRUJI and GLADAK GLADAK. Sounds like Klingon to me. Same message to both stations. So now, interestingly, considering the theory that Larson threw up earlier, unfortunately Larson's had to leave previous engagement, so he's no longer with us at the moment. These messages both start GL. Now, we were commenting earlier that a lot of messages in 2011 start with the second letter being L. So, very curious, makes you wonder, you know, what the correlation is between possibly nonsense messages, practice messages that don't mean anything, and the fact that two messages sent with the second letter being L, February the 24th, Danix, have a look there, and messages to MDZB that day also 24th being VL, following the second letter being L, that we were looking at earlier. Perhaps all the messages are serious. It's really difficult to get any take on the meaning of any messages, but we've definitely got some coloration work to look at. Okay, so we get another for alternate call signs, B6BY, on March the 5th, and I'm pretty sure we get another couple later in the year. Yeah, we do. April the 7th, we get B6BY again, two messages. Skosk, S-K-O-S-O-K, and continuing through the year until today when we get our new call sign. Now, as I mentioned earlier, activity from January to end of May, almost daily messages. June, July, August, start the month, middle, end-ish of the month, busy. Big gaps, 10 or so days without any activity whatsoever. So, interesting to see how BASF activity is going to carry on through the year. As usual, we've had plenty of duplicate messages this year, buzzer breakdowns, message leakages through the PBX or telephone exchange. It's been a lot of fun. Okay, guys, anything you want to talk about tonight that we've missed? Dex, anything you want to talk about that we've not spoken about tonight?
No.
Troyanne?
What?
Anything you want to talk about that we've not mentioned tonight?
Yes, so... We didn't speak about photos from Pskovska Oblast military unit in Niyolova. On blog I posted some photos from Andriy, when who visited this place several time ago, and there are no good antennas for the buzzers range. Those antennas can't be used for it, so Niyolova can't be the buzzers transmitter. And we didn't speak about MOS transmissions for MDŽB and MDŽD. Moment, I'll find the script.
Oh, yeah, go for it then, tell us.
Okay, once me and Dennis decided to Google the MOS equivalent of current buzzer's call sign, MDŽB. With MOS transcription rules, it was like MDVB. Using letter V for J. We didn't wait for such result. We got a MOS message XXX MDVB 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 92412 ZEBROWYJ 6617 2528. It was repeated, and then the letter K. It was locked in August 2009 in the newsletter numbers and oddities number 143. And that's not all. There was another message on the same frequency with call sign MDVB. In Russian, it was like MDŽD. So, the message was XXXXXX MDVD MDVD 7 7 5 7 2 1.
Okay, yeah, the most messages have been a bit of an oddity, haven't they? We can't be sure, of course, with the letter replacement. The letter replacement, whether it really is from MDZB, but for all intents and purposes, it's pretty reasonable to presume that they must be destined for the same call sign because they carry the same format. So, very, very interesting. We've got to keep an eye on the frequencies they were broadcast on to look for any more in the future. We'll pick them up, we'll track them, we'll see what we can get. Okay, I think that's more or less it for what we can cover, guys. I've mentioned everything we've got in the script so far.
Well, but I didn't finish. Another NDVB message was sent by TU in September 2009 on 104,092 kHz. We think that it can be something related with MDVB and call sign child or vice versa, parent organization. And this is not all too. In the numbers and the DTS newsletter number 166 on frequency 5144 kHz, there was another message with the call sign MDVB. XXX, XXX, MDVB, MDVB, 44216 SKYSLYJJ. Then goes error code EEEEEEE. It means that operator made a mistake. Then the message was repeated. XXXXXX MDVB MDVB 441 sorry 228 6 S K Y S L Y J 1226005. It can be the scene of another type of S28 operator as well. They can send messages not in live voice on 406,025 kHz, but send scheduled messages in Morse 2 on different frequencies. Now that's all.
Okay, I didn't know that last bit. That's very interesting. So there have been messages broadcast by Morse with the call sign long before MDZHB was broadcast over the buzzer. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up for this episode then. So this has been our UVB 76 special. It's been an interesting year listening to this very odd station. This time last year, I was just finding out about... Ah, Linus, yeah, questions, ask questions, man. I'll carry on talking rubbish till then. Either way, this time last year, I had no interest in radio at all. The buzzer got interesting on the internet, and now I'm listening to number stations, running a website, doing a podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of interesting people on the internet. It's a great little niche scene to enjoy some very clever and educated people from all over the world. So thank you very much, Laid, for providing the buzzer and giving us all an opportunity to listen and monitor it, enjoy the experience of listening to a Russian military station, which is an opportunity that perhaps you wouldn't have taken if you had to buy a radio in the first place. And thanks to Danix, especially for the inspiration for getting us moving on with a podcast in the first place, eventually founding Prion, and really bringing the number station scene into the 21st century and properly online as it should be, with accessibility to all. Live streams, recordings, transcriptions, informational history. I think the website's doing fantastically, and I'm really proud of the team and everyone who's worked towards contributing towards Prion. And as I say, the offer is always out there to our listeners. If you are listening on the radio and you're listening to number stations like we are, log those messages, record them, drop on the IRC, get involved in the community that we've got. Become a member of the team. We're always looking for new members. We really want to expand and grow the community and get out there and help people listen to radio and get interested in something that seemed to be almost dying until a new interest was taken with a new generation. What do you mean, Triad? What about us when we moved?
We moved to another IRC server.
Oh yeah, I suppose that's definitely worth mentioning. Yeah, if you drop in through the Prion page, you should get into the right IRC, no problem. But if you come in through Lead site, you'll still go into the old system. Come and find us on Freenode. We're in the room #Prion. Okay, this has been a special episode tonight. So next week, you'll get your regular episode. So this is episode 9. Episode 10 will be recorded next Friday night because, of course, we've been doing our usual monitoring. We'll cover today and yesterday's activity and this month's activity of the buzzer in more depth. And also talk about the other stuff we've been doing, especially decoding XPA and tracking other stations. Again, we've had another fun month. But I think that wraps up for the podcast tonight. Guys, is there anything you'd like to talk about before we sign off? I'll take that as a no. Right. Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Flynn. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Bye.
See you next week, Shortwave fans.
Say your name. Try to speak as clearly as you can. You know, everything gets written down. Nod your head, just in case they could be watching with their shiny satellites. Listen to the shit they pump into your head, filling you with apathy. Hold your breath, wait until you know the time is right on time. The end is near.
body out of sync with earth and dissonant with day. 24.5 hours in terrestrial delay. Pulse out of rhythms, always off tempo. I live inside discord, incongruent techno. Pump the pineal gland back of the brain. Accelerate and feel the strain. Stretch a day or shrink it down. Adenosine and caffeine. Nervous system overridden. Adrenaline. Don't give in. Sleep like death. Sleep like sin.
Radiate your inner heat, blood to the surface, my sleepy flesh meet. Feast on dreams now, in the womb. Nerves take root, synapses bloom. Sleep like a whale now, vestigial trails. No LED, light filtered by sea. Doctor awake for 30 hours. Left a surgical tool in me.
Brain sculpting, lump of memory mass, dream hands deep in, weaving, waving, excavating. Lying down with one eye open, split brain sleep, no more nap. Modernity stole my day, agrarian. Too industrial, too much for sleep spindle to hold at bay. opens up the gate and tethers outside world to in. Biphasic reclaim, taking back. Lean into sunset, touching hours deep and tender, where nothing grows. Pray time, fuck time, swollen with births and deaths, sweet with whispers, and ripe with unproductivity.
So, when I can't sleep, think about the glymphatic system, which is kind of like a really tiny road network that comes from your brain, and its job is to transport all of the fluid that's made by your brain when it's awake. There's a lot of this stuff because your brain basically is just really using a lot of energy, and it's producing a lot of shit. And when you sleep, this lymphatic system needs to clear all of that away. So when I'm lying there and I can't sleep, I just imagine just drowning in brain shit that just gets backed up. It just can't get cleared, and it's just this like metabolic fluid sort of overflowing out of my ears and maybe from the sides of my eyes, when it doesn't give me really any help or any comfort to think about that.
Sleep. insomnia.